Blessings, blessings, blessings. This is Angel. God blesses to all of you. I know this is Royal Wednesdays, and y'all know I have not been on here in a while. So I want to first apologize to you. I got to get adjusted back to my schedule. A lot of booking's been going on. A lot of traveling been going on. But I want y'all to know that I am A-okay. My allergies was acting up, but God has blessed me and God has restored me. Well, y'all know I always get on here and communicate and talk about different things. So we late night on Wednesday. So it may not be posted until probably a little bit to Thursday, but you know, this is the backdrop. So, you know, I have to share it with you later. But let me make you laugh. Let's first do a disclosure. Let's have a dialogue. I know sometimes that I have answered questions when someone posts things to me. But we're going to talk a little bit about this and a little bit about that. And then I'm going to save the rest for next week. And we may talk. I may get a special guest on here. But I'm just being prayerful as we get started. But I pray to everyone that's on here that listens that they be encouraged. The first thing that I want to speak on is forgiveness. And I'm just going to speak on a brief part of that. We spoke about it on TikTok about forgiving things, people, and also self. About 2 weeks ago, we discussed about that. Might have been a week ago. But we discussed about forgiveness and how to forgive and what forgiveness looked like in the process of forgiveness. It has several parts to forgiveness. The first part is realizing that you have anger, acknowledging that you have an issue with a situation or a person or either yourself that you have not overcome. When you realize that, you know what, I have some hindrance here. Now you're acknowledging that you have an issue, you have a problem. A lot of people, you know, go in life and they don't really acknowledge the issue in order to get better. So this is what we have to learn, to acknowledge the issue so we can get better and to be the best that we can be. Okay, so right now I'm just rolling off of the dome right now, and then next week we'll kind of go in more detail about forgiveness. So think about betrayal. Think about, your family members or your mate or your coworkers or your children or yourself. Maybe it's something you did that you was not pleased with, that you had to forgive yourself on, how you treat yourself, how you, some people don't know how to even love themselves. Now, I'm not saying be in love. I'm saying love yourself and respect yourself. So you may have done things that was ungodly. You may have done things that was out of the box, that wasn't right, and you're disappointed in yourself. A lot of us have to acknowledge the fact that, okay, I disappoint me and I need to forgive me, because you have to think about it. Holding unforgiveness can hinder you from getting into the kingdom. It can hinder you from being blessed. It can hinder you from receiving what God has for you. It can hinder you from prospering in life. And we have to realize unforgiveness is very serious, and a lot of people don't like talking about it. So we shared a testimony and we shared about things that we had to forgive and the process and the step of it. So I'm going to just share with you a situation where I had to learn to forgive. Now, I have told y'all before that I was raised like the black sheep of the family. And so my family would talk about me. They would gossip about me. They would scandalize my name. They would speak falsely about me and everything, not knowing that I had a call in my life from God that I didn't give a yes to yet. I was learning who I was. I was Holy Ghost filled at 9. And I didn't even have a complete understanding what God was really wanting from me. I was trying to run because I felt like God was elevating me to be in where he wanted me to be. But at the same time, God gives a warning and he lets you know who you are at an early age, and to have the details under fully understanding of who you are, it can be heavy, especially if you have a mantle. And I was blessed with a mantle, and I was born into what God has for me, where my life had a target on my back ever since the seed of my father entered to my mother. And soon as my mother found out she was pregnant, the doctor instantly said, oh, well, you're too old. You know, you may need to terminate the child. And my mother said, well, God blessed me with the child that I'm not going to terminate the child. And I'm not trying to compare myself to Jesus at all, but I know and I remember in the Word of God that they tried to kill Jesus before he was born. So one thing I want to take note in this, when you have purpose in life and you are valued, the enemy wants to take you away. The enemy wants to destroy you before you get started. Now, Jesus' life was so magnificent and blessed and fulfilling, but also it was hurtful and not a way that you want to end. But at the end of the day, he had everlasting life. That means he still lived in spite of the body had to die. And knowing that Yahshua, And I acknowledge him as Jesus, because some people know him as Jesus, some people know him as Yahshua, but we have to learn how to be transparent. You know, I may not know everything, but I know one thing about him is when I call on his name, whether I call him Jesus or whether I call him Yahshua, I know that God hears me. Amen. So the Holy Spirit is very activated in my life. So I just want you to know that in advance. But anyway, I had to learn to let go what I heard about me, let go and forgive what the thinking about the thoughts of the people. You know, some people worry about what someone says and it affects their walk in life. But I have learned to trust God and allow God's will to be done in my life. So I don't even stress myself about what people say or what they do or anything in that nature. I trust God because he is my God, and I'm going to love him to the end of my days. But anyway, in spite of that, you know, I lived my life, and you know, people said what they said, they did what they said, but at the same time, hey, I had to have a do not care attitude about what somebody says. Do I care about somebody judging me about who I am and how I walked? No, I don't. Do people still judge me? Do people still concern themselves with my life? Yes, they do. But at the same time, I know who I am and I know what I'm not settling for. And that's what we have to be about, our Father's business. So in this season in life, forgiveness, it can actually turn into be a breakthrough. It can be deliverance, because forgiveness sometimes, I ain't gonna say sometimes, but all the time, is a part of allowing something to get detoxed out of your life. Forgiveness is relieving of pain and relieving of burdens and hindrances and blockage. Forgiveness is a lot of things that's not right with the Lord, but at the same time, God does give us deliverance. God does give us the freedom to get out of bondage and to get out of being bound and get out of being held up from things in our past, being held up from things that's right now in your face. What is it? I mean, think about it. What is it? But so with me, my family, I had to forgive for what they said about me. And God told me, he said to me, how can you love me but you can't love your neighbor or love your other family members? I'm gonna need you to love. And I said, well, God, you're gonna have to teach me how to love, because this right here hits different. So with that being said, God taught me what agape love is, and he showed me what brotherly love is, that storge love, that philae love, that Philadelphia love. Well, it says Philadelphia, but it's Philae. It's spelled like Philadelphia. Storge. You have the children and that type of love. Then you got that eros love, and then you got that agape. But at the end of the day, agape love is the strongest love there is, and we have to learn how to love in spite of that. So anyway, I had to forgive my family, and I had to recognize that I had some hatred behind how they made me feel. I hated how they made me feel. I hated how they used to treat me and do me. But I had to understand that, you know what, while they're doing these things to me, I don't have anything. But God says, you have more than the average individual. You have me. A lot of people don't have me. And having God, you are rich. You are rich when you have God on the inside of you. When you answer to the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit has filled your cup, you have value and you have an access that a lot of other people do not have. And that makes you rich. A lot of people think about the riches of the world, but godly riches, heavenly riches is way better than having the world stuff. Amen. But other than that, I just wanted to get on here to let y'all know that I love you. And we're going to talk about it a little bit more. I may have a special guest on here where we can actually have dialogue and talk about different things. But this is something that we need to do. And we need to be transparent. So I will be in like a training class and helping people do their podcasts. And I know the podcast has been changing. And now that we have on a bigger platform, we have to make sure we do things in decency and order. So now y'all take notes. Till next week, we're going to talk about forgiveness again and what it also looks like. So remember, I had to forgive my family. I had to forgive my ex that did me wrong. I had to forgive people that I thought that was my friend that betrayed me. People that I thought that was in my ministry that betrayed me, that sabotaged different things that happened in my ministry. So at the same time, when you realize you had to forgive and let go, you're not hurting, you're not carrying the pain anymore. So if I see this person, I won't feel nothing in my spirit. They won't move me on the inside. I just look at them like, these are people that you betrayed me. Hey, it's okay. How you doing? You know, blessings to see you. Hope you're doing well and keep it stricken. So we have to learn how to do that. But anyway, let me pray. But I know, you know, I love y'all, but this is just another little snippet of forgiveness. But we're going to go in a little bit deeper next week, okay? We're going to break it down just a little bit. But other than that, y'all, I love you. God bless you, and let me pray for you. But Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just want to say we thank you, Heavenly Father, for allowing us to be on live on tonight. God, we ask that you bless every individual under the sound of my voice. God, you know what they're in need of, Father God, and we ask that you bless them in a mighty special way. Lord God, direct them, Lord God, direct their path more closer to you. Give them a more understanding of your will, Lord God. More understanding of your love, Father God. More understanding of your grace, Father God. More understanding of your word. And we just ask that your will be done in our lives. Continue to bless your people financially, spiritually. Lord God, continue to bless them mentally. Lord God, continue to bless them, Lord God, in their families, Lord God. And just allow your will to be done. And protect your children, Father God, from every tactic of the enemy, everything that was trying to be sent, everything that tried to be conjured up. Lord God, we ask you to tear down every altar. Tear down every assignment of the enemy and send it back to the pits of fire, to the pits of hell from which it belongs. And we just want to give your name all that honor and all the praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Shalom. I love you. God bless you. And just stay encouraged. But remember, what is it that you need to forgive and what is it that you need to let go? Talk about it. Think about it. Pray about it and discuss it with God and allow him to lift it up off your life. God bless.